We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Kelly.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. Welcome to this week's edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by our friends at Shelter Insurance. Coming up on this week's program, we will introduce you to Missouri's new starting quarterback, Kelly Bryant, the graduate transfer from Clemson, will join us on the show. You'll hear my conversation with Kelly Bryant after this from Shelter Insurance.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most. And the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
First of all, it's great to meet you. I've heard so many wonderful things about you as a person. How have you found the experience of being at Missouri so far?
It's been everything I was looking forward to, from the people. Especially like my visit, just the environment, and just coming here and just seeing firsthand, you know, being around the guys and all the staff and all the support staff in the building, in the community, you know, they embrace me, you know, welcome me with open arms. So, you know, it's just been everything a kid asks for, especially in the situation I'm in.
When you made the decision that you were going to leave, what were you looking for in your next opportunity?
Just an opportunity, just come in, get developed, come into a situation where, you know, I'm the guy, and where the coaches, you know, they believe in me. You know, there's no, you know, competing for anything. So, you know, just me just coming in, just, you know, just being surrounded, you know, being able to grow as a person, you know, most importantly, and also as a player.
You've been able to capture this team, too, from a leadership standpoint. Where do those qualities come from for you, Kelly?
Just working. Just staying humble, not just coming in here, you know, thinking I know it all, just a hot shot. You know, I'm coming in like I don't know anything. You know, it's easy to, just being thrown into something and then just have to, you know, crawl before you walk. But, you know, for me, you know, I knew in this situation, you know, I was going to have to, you know, just work. You know, everybody's going to be looking at what I do, you know, how I respond. And so just, you know, just keep your head down and just work.
So about a week into spring ball, just give me a thought on how you think things are going in terms of the transition.
You know, it's been growing pains, you know, definitely. You know, just being in the first system offense for me. But, you know, just getting a feel for all the guys and just, you know, we have a bunch of guys out right now. So, you know, we're just going through that. But, you know, it's just been one day, you know, one step at a time. Like you said, growing pains. But, you know, there's been some good in it as well. So, you know, just having that mindset, just find something to just get better at, just one thing, just chip away at it.
Well, we both know, too, that in terms of learning your receivers, learning tendencies, getting to know timing, that's all a process mm-hmm. that takes time. And you've got all summer to work with those guys individually. But I would imagine that's something that, that maybe at times you've been a little frustrated by.
Definitely. So it was the second practice. I wasn't connecting like I wanted to. But, after practice, Dooley, he was telling me, that's just a part of it. He just didn't want me to get too down on myself. And also, when things go good, don't get too high, because, like I said, it's going to be growing pains. Just everybody trying to figure out me, and I'm trying to figure out everybody, how they feel, how they run routes, releases and all that. So, it's a process. We're gonna get it figured out.
Just give me your general impression of this team so far and what you've seen during off-season conditioning and also, as you've transitioned into the spring.
I've seen a lot, from guys embracing me. And just like being out there in the workouts, guys are hungry, especially, with everything that went down, in the past, 2 months ago. And, now everyone got that chip on that shoulder, we have something to prove, but that's just the mindset that I love. And I'm just happy that I'm, have to be a part of it, because, I have that same mindset as well. So.
You came from a championship culture. Do you see a really good culture here at Missouri too?
Yes, sir. We were right on the right steps, having Coach Odom, following him, and have a head guy, that believes in his players, does everything for his players, being positioned to be successful on and off the field. And, just, it starts with him, and also it starts with the leaders, the senior leaders, and also the players as well. So we have to, relay that message that Coach Odom, is trying to instill in all of us, back down to the younger guys and all the rest of the players as well.
Describe your relationship early on with Derek Dooley.
Oh, man, that's good, especially in the recruiting process. Didn't really know too much about him. I knew that he was in the NFL, with the Cowboys and a little bit of Tennessee. So, just as the process, went, I found, myself growing more and more towards him, the knowledge that he has and how much more he can teach me, from a fundamental standpoint and also from a scheme standpoint. He's a really, good guy. He's really funny. I love being around him. That's someone you want to play for and play hard for.
Yeah, the wealth of experience that he has on so many different levels. I would imagine that he's probably opened up a little bit of the game, to you that maybe you haven't seen before.
Definitely. A lot of plays that we install, the same plays that the Cowboys running. So just watching film on those guys, you have Dez, Dak, Tony, Jason Witten, Beasley, and all those guys, and just seeing how they did it, how they ran it, just seeing how, I can, do the same thing as well as them.
Nance tried to recruit you during the process, didn't he? And describe the relationship and friendship that you two have built.
Like you said, yeah, he was one of the first guys, actually, when I said I was on transferring. He was telling me about Missouri, but, I was just like, man, I'm not sure if I want to go to Missouri, but we came up here on our official together. We hit it off. First time we met, it's like we already knew each other. So just having that relationship, especially with a receiver, out the gate, and then going then to it. Now we're here. We're roommates. That guy works. He always challenged me. He want to go get on the jugs. I go down. Throw him a few jugs. On jug machine. Those guys that want to be better. And he knows the importance of this opportunity as well. We're in the same situation where we have 1 year. And, this is pretty much it for us. So we're just trying to make the most of it. I love a guy that's going to push me as I'm going to push him as well. A
couple more questions for Tigers quarterback Kelly Bryant. Have you seen enough snow to last you for a while?
I have, and I do not want to not see no more snow. I love seeing the snow.
Yeah, we've been, as you know, inundated here across the state of Missouri. Finally, as you look at the things that you need to work on as you continue to learn this team, give me kind of a thumbnail sketch of the most important things that you need to continue to work on with this team.
Just biggest thing, just continue to be a leader, first and foremost, especially when you're the guy. And then, for me, just like I was saying, I said a couple of days ago, just having the offense down by the end of spring. That's what it starts with. And then individually, like I said, the drew me here, the development part. Now I have so much room for growth. I'm not a finished product, where it's like just getting my feet work right, on throws, getting my hips in the throws where I can be more accurate, have more velocity on the ball. So just little things like that, I'm still going to, work towards, to be, the player I want to be, when this time is up.
Thank you so much for your time. Welcome to Missouri. I look forward to watching you play.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics with Mike Kelly, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.